I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
Kevin's on the phone this morning. You're playing for Neo Akon. They are coming to town. Jiffy Lube Live. Well, not our town, but a different town.
You know what I always say? July 17th. Get in the car now. Jiffy Lube Live, Northern Virginia.
It's all courtesy of Live Nation. I'm out.
Greg's wearing a Teasers Ocean City shirt where the shark is the American flag. The Maryland flag. Sorry. They're both good flags. Okay, khaki shorts and some Nike sneakers. All right, everybody wants to know what Greg's wearing on these days. Kevin, fill in the blank for the first one here. This type of salad was once voted by the International Society of Epicures in Paris as the greatest recipe to originate from the Americas in 50 years. What kind of salad is that?
Caesar?
Yes, exactly. You are on the board, Kevin. That's a tough one. Now, this one's a fill in the blank, and this is kind of tough. Peppercorns are the most used spice in the U.S. What comes in second?
Salt.
You would think, but it's not. But we'll find out what the answer is. Number three is true or false, so let's see if we can make it a meatloaf since it's all about food. Right, exactly. Heinz's relishes all contain cabbage in addition to pickles. You think that's true, Kevin?
100% true.
You got that right. We got a meatloaf. It's food related. We got a meatloaf on food related trivia, Greg. Let's see how you do. Ready? Fill in the blank with this first one. This type of salad was once voted by the International Society of Epicures in Paris as the greatest recipe to originate from the Americas in 50 years. That's high praise for what salad, Greg?
Well, I only know of two, Garden and Caesar. There's the quesadilla explosion salad at Chili's.
There's also the chopped and the cob.
And the Waldorf, exactly.
But I'm allergic to walnuts. I can't eat that one.
I'll go Caesar.
Yes, correct. We got points on the board. Okay. Number two is tough. This is the one that Kevin missed.
Okay.
Peppercorns are the most used spice in the U.S. What comes in second?
Yikes. There's so many.
I know. Yeah, it's like McCormick's right down the street.
My love for Baltimore says Old Bay, but I can't do that yet because you're talking
like second.
I just salt. I don't know.
That's a good guess, but it's actually mustard, like the mustard seed. You know what I mean? Like mustard.
Is it?
That's what it says here.
Interesting.
I'm going condiment instead of spice, but okay. All right, whatever.
Well, somebody's like me. It sounds like you're contesting the questions. True or false for the last one, Heinz's relishes all contain cabbage in addition to pickles. Is that true or false, Greg?
Your answers are always true.
You guys are tied at a meatloaf, so I'm in the Diploma Factory, and Kevin is going to see Neo and Akon July 17th. Get in the car for Jiffy Lube Live. Sounds like you're in there now. Just stay in the car, Kev.
I am on the way.
Fantastic. He'll still be in the parking lot when we talk to him next time.
We'll do it again Monday morning on today's 101.9 in the college. And the College of Knowledge.
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on motherhood, wellness, self-love, and more. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.